What? Well, when you think of West Australian criminal history, it's it never ceases to amaze me some of the great and infamous stories that come out of Western Australia, and the life and times of Shirley Finn certainly would be one of the chapters you'd write about. David Wish Wilson is a local author, and he has written a new book called Line of Sight, and he joins me in the studio this morning. David, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome, Simon. Great to be here.
Let's negotiate our way through a fictionalised account, your fictionalised account of the life and times of Shirley Finn. Where did you come up with this idea, first of all?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think first of all, it is important to point out that it is a work of fiction. You know, obviously, it's designed to be read and enjoyed as such. It's being released around Australia, so obviously, if you're from Hobart or Cairns, you're not familiar with the story. Mm. You should be able to just enjoy it as a work of fiction.
Yep.
That said, for people in Perth, it's got particular resonances.
Mm.
And I was working as a creative writing teacher at Casuarina Prison back in the 90s, and I got to know Shane Finn, who was Shirley Finn's son.
Right.
And as a writer, he suggested that I do something with this story. Shortly after that, I came into the possession of the full and the complete CIB file on the matter by way of a sympathetic copper, interestingly enough.
Can we, just to backtrack, can we tell our listeners why Shane Finn was in Casuarina?
Shane Finn was in jail for the murder of a man who had taunted him about his mother at a party.
Mm.
And he ended up serving his full 16-year whack. He's been out a couple of years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gee. So you spoke to Shane Finn. You're in there teaching classes to prisoners in Casuarina, in the high-security prison. You come across a file.
Yeah.
And the idea takes seed. And how have you put this together in a work of fiction? I'm intrigued.
Well, you know, fiction can tell the truth in its own kind of way.
Mm.
If it's done well, you know, you're engaging the reader's imagination. You can take them on a journey by way of characterisation, descriptive writing, etc. Even if it's not specifically the truth, it can feel like the truth, and that's kind of part of my intention here.
Yep.
It's certainly based on the murder of Shirley Finn.
Mm.
The character of Ruby Devine is very closely modelled on Shirley Finn. But that said, the rest of the characters are fictionalised for various reasons.
Mm. Got a good lawyer, David?
No, I'm out here alone, so...
All right. No, look, I asked the question with the intent of... It is a fine line to tread, isn't it? Works like this, when they're produced further down the track, and I'll probably Schindler's Ark would be an example, or some of the fictionalised accounts we see on TV of the war in the Pacific, become instructive for future generations, don't they?
They certainly do, yeah. And it's 35 years on now. And when I first started looking at this story, I found people were very hesitant to talk on the record. A lot of people were quite afraid. But what I found in the last couple of years is there's a kind of a new forthrightness.
Mm.
I noticed Gary Adsett on the radio the other day, the first journalist in Western Australia, to my knowledge, came out and said that he believed the police were involved. Mm. And the reason the investigation was so flawed was because those police involved in the murder, either directly or indirectly, were also involved in the investigation.
Mm.
And I have to say, I mean, I've talked to police from back in that day. One person who was a detective in the CIB actually at the time of Shirley Finn's murder, and he said the rumour amongst his colleagues was that certain other detectives had been involved. So that tells you something about the culture.
It does. And just flicking through it, on most occasions I get to read books before I interview the author, and I haven't done that in this instance, so I apologise to you and to my listeners, but... you've interviewed ex-detectives, private detectives, prostitutes, racing identities and criminals from around the time. The entrepreneurs of the 1980s, do they get a mention? And the politicians of that era, do they get a mention?
There are a couple of fictionalised characters in the book who, again, might seem quite familiar, although they are fictional creations. But that said, I mean, it's also an interesting time, 1975 in Perth history, to look at. You know, as the saying goes, there are two kinds of power. There's organised people and organised money.
Mm.
And what I wanted to explore in this book is where those two things are linked. You know, organised people being the police service, who are, you know, it's quite a secretive institution, very sensitive to criticism, as Avon Lovell found out in the 80s when he wrote Mickleberg Stitch, etc.
Sure.
But also, because, you know, the other old saying is that the holy trinity of organised crime is crime, business and politics.
Yes.
So when organised crime, which was fair to say regulated in Western Australia as elsewhere in Australia, when certain things are prohibited, and yet there's a huge demand, people's people, often it's, you know, it's pragmatic of the police to turn a blind eye. Mm. What happened with those arrangements is, as they became successful businesses, that money flowed into and kind of created political power. Mm. And that's something I wanted to explore, because it's not, it's only another 5 years when, yeah, that kind of brash capitalism that we associate with the 80s was really starting to come into effect.
Yeah, right? Sure. I'm talking to David Wish Wilson. David has written a book called Line of Sight. It's a fictionalised account of the life and times of Ruby Devine, celebrity brothel madam, found abandoned in a car on a Perth golf course, found murdered, shot four times. And I guess we can all draw the parallel there. David lives in Frio these days and teaches creative writing at Curtin University. I'm looking forward to reading this. I'm a big fan of the crime genre, particularly when it relates to my town. There's a fourth element in all of this. I just wonder if anywhere you talked about politicians, business and police, there's also the Fourth Estate. There'd be plenty of journos from around that time, even radio presenters, and I know some of them who worked at this station who remember this time and have some great yarns about the characters of the time. Do you think, because I read about Shirley Finn in the paper,
yeah,
in the Daily News, I think, and in the papers like that, you're a little bit younger than me, so you probably first heard about it at that time as well. Do you think the in a different journalistic environment, this may have been pushed a little harder by the Fourth Estate, or investigated more scrupulously by the Fourth Estate?
I think, defamation laws in Australia are very broad, so I think it's been very difficult for journalists over the years. And, some journalists I've spoke to have been, particularly courageous, people like Juliet Wills and Gary Adshead. Mm. But, there's only so far, if people are unwilling to go on the record, there's only so much that journalists can do.
Yeah.
And like I said, the police service is a very, secretive institution.
Mm. Especially in the 70s.
Especially in the 70s. Yeah. And I have to say that some of the police I spoke to, they were, it's quite, paradoxical, but they were some of the angriest people about the fact that this murder hadn't been solved.
Mm.
Because, their name, they're good, honest, hard-working policemen and women, and their kind of name has been tarnished overall. And they also have an interest in having the truth eventually come out. And I suppose, in writing this book, I'm hoping that, now in this period of hopefully new forthrightness, somebody may come forward who hasn't in the past.
Mm. Great motivation.
For the sake of the children, if nothing else, who are all still living. Mm. Shirley Finn had three children.
Mm. Yeah. Well, mate, look, that's a great sentiment and a great altruistic point of view to take. Just finally, what's the reaction to the book been like thus far?
The book, I've been getting really great feedback from the book so far.
Mm.
Like I said, it's supposed to be enjoyed as a work of fiction for those who aren't familiar with the story, but for us Western Australians, there are particular resonances, and I've been getting good feedback about it. It is a crime thriller, so
amazing place WA, isn't it? I was thinking about this last week when there was a report on Channel 9. Rob Scott did the report, the journo, about the Eagles who had run foul of the law, the West Coast Eagles had run foul of the law. I looked at that and I thought of Troy Buswell and I thought of Brian Burke and I thought of Alan Bond and I thought of how the eastern states and the rest of Australia sometimes must view WA. It's an amazing place, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, on the surface of it, there's this myth, it's a place of leisure and beaches and sunshine and that kind of thing. But because there is a great deal of wealth, wherever there's going to be a great deal of wealth, there's going to be, some, darker aspects.
Mm.
And whether it's the mining industry and the kind of the bribery and corruption that goes on there, which, never makes it to the papers often, and also particularly in those periods where, there's a large demand for something like recreational drugs, illegal gambling, etc.
Mm.
There are always going to be arrangements and accommodations made between...
Fine line between being a colourful character and being a criminal, isn't it?
It is.
Dave, look, I'm really looking forward to reading it. Thank you for giving me some time today. It's called Line of Sight. It is published by Penguin.
That's correct.
And it's available in all good bookshops from today. It's called Line of Sight, and it's the fictionalised account of the death of the celebrity Madam Shirley Finn on the Royal Perth golf course. In 1975. Thanks, mate. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Good on you. Good luck with it.
Okay, cheers, mate.
David Wish Wilson, author of Line of Sight. Get yourself a copy. I'm going to be reading it as soon as I finish my current book. 922 11 minutes to...